This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. Joyriders, so this week the guys ask a question and dissect this question in different ways. It's a two-word question. Why me? And to that question I answer, why not? As in, why not you? So back in my army days, I was talking with a fellow soldier and he was bummed out because all the higher-ups would always choose him first whenever a task needed doing. Because he was successful at accomplishing tasks in the past, he gained a reputation for being reliable. You know, a real go-to type of soldier. I told him as much. Then I gave him some real bad advice. I told him to stop doing such a good job with the task, and then they will be less likely to choose him in the future. I thought I was being helpful, and I really wasn't. When he was talking about the why me's, I should have asked him, why not you? Consider Noah and where he would have been if he had let the why me's hold him back. What if David had let the why me's stop him from facing off with Goliath? Both men put their faith and trust in God, and as a result, God's glory was on full display for all to see. So, for those that God is called to teach, why not? For those that are called to preach, why not? And for those would-be podcast hosts, why not? Put God first, trust in Him, and turn those why me's into why nots.
So as a weather anchor, he feels like it's below him to get the weather from a groundhog. And, he just hear all of it. But that point at the end where she plays a switch up, you can hear he's ready to go to why me in a negative sense. Why is this? Why do I get stuck in the wrong place? But where she actually puts him is this bed and breakfast where the story plays out, where the same day replays and all. And it's really where he is rescued out of this why me attitude, this negative attitude. And I think that's a lot of our stories is, it was mine for a long time. Why me? Why does this always happen to me? A lot of it goes back to that, yes, I was going to say orphan spirit, but that whole idea of I don't really have what it takes, or just a variety of things, you know, bad stuff happening and letting that take you out. And then, you know, as God started this rescue and bringing me in this ministry, you'll hear a lot of us talk about what it was like before and what it's like now. And, you know, there's still some times I feel like, why me? Why did I get stuck with two cats that I didn't ask for, you know? Yeah. There's a variety of things. Why did my relationship blow up? Why did I, you know? But then those things have become, you know, almost a salvation to me of, not a salvation, but they led me to really finding out about myself and about who God was on a deeper level. And now it's like Harold was talking about. It's like, why me? Why did he bless me? Because I wasn't doing the right thing. It was grace that led me here. It wasn't because of my, you know, my good looks or my... my head of hair.
We have a camera.
Exactly. My good work that I was doing everything right. It was unmerited favor for sure.
As if you know.
That's right.
I am sure you got two cats to make you a better person.
Yeah, they definitely challenged
so
me.
So when are you getting your third cat?
You can have up to five. I've got three.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.